passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas state parks are exciting and diverse. They're where visitors engage nature and discover Texas' past. Too bad the website that told our park stories fell flat.
Visitors told us and Texans told us that when they went to our website, they didn't see as many photographs and images and information as they'd like.
Marketing director Darcy Bontempo says the agency took these concerns to heart and later this fall will unveil a redesigned and re-energized site.
Really, we're listening to our customers. They wanted to have a much more visually appealing and informative site, and so that's why we're making this change.
The new image and content-rich website will give visitors an opportunity to engage Texas state parks online in a way never before possible.
When people visit the new state parks website, they're going to be very delighted, I think, to discover a wealth of beautiful photographs of facilities, of the parks, cabins, things to do at parks. They're also going to be able to look at virtual tours, so they're going to be able to get a better idea of what kind of facilities are at parks. We also have a lot of videos, so they're going to be able to watch short videos that tell them about history or what they can do at the parks.
And you might even hear a Passport to Texas podcast or two on the new state park website when it debuts later in the fall. That's our show. Remember, life's better outside. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.